Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. In Portland, they've been having riots and looting and crime and violence for, well, last year, for every day, more than 150 days in a row. And the mayor there, Ted Wheeler, just said, well, we're going to let people protest. We're going to do those things. And during that time, the police department eliminated a lot of key departments, including the Gun Violence Task Force, a quick action team. And now they want to bring it back because of the spike in violent crime there. And yet the police, surprise, surprise, not too interested in running back and doing the job again. Joining me is Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's the president there. Doctor, good to have you back.
Great to talk to you.
The big push to, you know, to basically demonize police, defund police, then cut back has resulted in violent crime spikes all over this country. And when the cities realize, oh, we made a mistake, we need to put this back in, the police officers are like, yeah, we're not interested. And I'm not surprised. Are you?
No, I'm not surprised at all. You look at the difficulty for them just recruiting new police officers. Many places can't even fill the slots that they have. There are a number of places where only about 25% of the openings that they have are having people to fill it. And so they're having to get much lower quality people than they would have had in the past. And it's going to have ramifications for the future. But look, I've talked to police. I'm sure you probably have, too. They're very discouraged right now. They don't know what to make of the fact that even the people that they do arrest aren't being prosecuted by the district attorneys in their areas. Obviously, as you say, they've had their budgets cut. They've been ordered to stand down and not do their job. I mean, to you and I, it's pretty obvious why you have this increase in violent crime over the last year. You know, beyond the police and the prosecutors, you've had a large number of inmates being released from jails, people that are violent, and police are just very discouraged. It's a tough job. I mean, even under normal circumstances, police officers have more depressed on average than the
sure.
average citizen, and they commit suicide at higher rates. But you're in a situation now where a lot of them are asking themselves, you know, what's the point of doing this? And it's also been risky in other ways for them. Police officers, even when they've followed the book exactly, their training book, have been gotten into legal trouble themselves. And, of course, nationally, Democrats have been pushing for changes in liability rules for police officers.
Sure, they can sue them. And here's the point that you make. I mean, who wants to do the job? First of all, you're getting sworn at, spit on, insulted. But beyond that you just touched on, the other risk you face is not just losing your job, but losing your freedom. If you end up in a use-of-force situation, you never know how that's going to turn out. And they run it in super slow motion. And say, well, you know, here in super slow motion, you didn't make this decision or that decision. And you want to do all of this for $60,000 a year? I don't think so.
I mean, there have been a number of cases where you go and watch the film from their body cameras. And as far as I can tell, the police officer behaved exactly as they should have behaved. You know, you take the case at the Wendy's restaurant down in Atlanta where you know, the officers have been extremely friendly with the person, you know, he was obviously drunk, a person that was much larger than the police officers, and, you know, then he attacked the police officers, and they responded as they should, eventually, only as a last resort, shooting the individual. But the officers in that case ended up being brought up on criminal charges. And, you know, you ask, what were they supposed to do in that situation? And beyond that, I mean...
Then, of course, they riot and burn down the restaurant. If I recall, other people got hurt.
Sure.
And people get killed and all these other things happen. Because then the police stand down altogether, which is certainly not the answer. But, no, it becomes a complete... It spirals out of control, doesn't it?
Right. No, and the people who are hurt in many different ways are people that Democrats claim that they care about. You know, Who do you think not only are the victims of the violent crime in those areas, overwhelmingly blacks, but whose jobs are lost and the businesses that are destroyed? Who own many of the businesses that are destroyed? Who shopped in those types of stores? And who owned houses in those parts of the city? Their property values go down. They have higher insurance premiums that they have to go and pay. The damage is overwhelming. And, it's going to be hard to go and get back to where we were, just in terms of the police officers being able to have high-quality people to do those jobs.
When you mentioned here earlier, Dr. John Lott with us, you mentioned that we're not living in normal times. Will we ever again?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple to get back to that. You and I know it's not rocket science why you've had the big increase in violent crime. Biden wants to focus on somehow lax gun laws as being responsible. And my question is, what law changed last year in terms of guns that would have been responsible for the huge increase in violent crime? I can't point to anything like that. And if he can't point to a particular law, then why did it increase last year and not 2 years or 3 years or 4 years ago? You got to have more police. You got to go and prosecute the people that you get. And you can't go and release over half the inmates from jails and prisons in parts of the country. You put all those things together, you have a big increase in violent crime. So can you fix it? Yeah, sure you can. But, you have to be serious about this, and you have to do things that actually will make it riskier for criminals to go and commit the
type
of harm that they do.
There it is. You got to hold people accountable for the crimes that they commit. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, always a great conversation. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org and check out the books he's written, including More Guns, Less Crime. Doctor, always a
pleasure. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to